Chapter 12. When Lawrence Redding arrived, I was called to the study. "We want to ask you a few questions here, where it happened," Colonel Melchett said. "Did you know that someone else has also confessed to the murder, which you say you committed?" The effect of these words on Lawrence was immediate. "Someone else? Who? Who?" "Mrs. Protheroe," said Colonel Melchett. "Nonsense. It's impossible."
"Well, we do not believe her story either," said Melchett.
"And Dr. Haydock is certain that the murder could not have been committed at the time you say you did it. So, why don't you tell us the truth?" "I've been a fool," Lawrence said. "How could I have thought for one minute that Anne did it? I met her in the studio that afternoon." He paused.
"We know all about that," said Melchett.
"Right. Well, after the vicar saw us there, I promised him that I would leave the village. So I met Mrs. Protheroe that evening at 6:15 and told her my decision. Then we left the studio and met Dr. Stone, and I went off with him to the Blue Boar for a drink. I was upset, and afterwards I suddenly decided to go and see the vicar. At the front door, I was told that he was out, but that Colonel Protheroe was in the study waiting for him. So I said I'd wait too." He stopped.
"Well?" said Colonel Melchett.
"Protheroe was sitting at the desk. He was dead. Then I saw the pistol lying on the floor beside him. I picked it up and recognized it as my pistol. And I just thought Anne must have taken it, meaning to shoot herself because she was so unhappy. I thought that after we parted in the village, she must have come back here and... So I put the pistol in my pocket and left. Just outside the gate, I met the vicar. He said something nice and normal about seeing Protheroe, and I just started shouting. Then I walked and walked, and I thought that if Anne had done this awful thing, I was responsible. So I went and confessed."
The Colonel said, "Did you touch the body?"
"No, I could see he was dead without touching him."
"Did you see a note on the desk?"
"No."
"Did you touch the clock?"
"No. I remember a clock lying there, but I did not touch it."
"When did you last see your pistol?"
Lawrence Redding thought. "I'm not sure."
"Where do you keep it?"
"On a shelf in my cottage."
"Who has been to your cottage lately?"
"Oh, crowds of people. I had a tea party the day before yesterday. Lettice Protheroe, Dennis, and all their friends. And then some of the old ladies often come in."
"Do you lock the cottage up when you go out?"
"No. No one locks their house up round here."
"Who cleans your cottage?"
"Old Mrs. Archer comes in every morning."
"Would she remember when she last saw the pistol?"
"I don't know."
"So, almost anyone might have taken it." The door opened, and Dr. Haydock came in with Anne Protheroe.
"Forgive me, Anne," Lawrence said. "It was awful of me to think you could have killed..."
She turned to Colonel Melchett.
"Is it true what Dr. Haydock told me?"
"That Mr. Redding is not a suspect anymore?"
"Yes."
"So what about your story, Mrs. Protheroe?"
I suppose you think I was foolish.
Well, let us forget about that. What I want now is the truth. She nodded.
I had arranged to meet Lawrence that evening at the studio at 6:15. My husband and I drove into the village together. He said that he was going to see the vicar. I was rather worried about meeting Lawrence in the garden while my husband was inside the vicarage. But I thought that perhaps my husband wouldn't stay very long. To find this out, I came along the back road to the study. I hoped no one would see me, but of course, Miss Marple was in her garden. She stopped me, and I explained I was going to meet my husband. Then I went straight across to the study and looked through the window. The room was empty, so I hurried down to the studio where Lawrence joined me.
You say the room was empty, Mrs. Protheroe?
Yes.
Very strange. Inspector Slack whispered to the Chief Constable, who nodded. Do you mind, Mrs. Protheroe, just showing us exactly what you did? Inspector Slack pushed open the glass doors, and she stepped outside and walked round the house to the left. Then he told me to go and sit at the desk. As I sat there, I heard footsteps outside. They paused for a minute, then went away. Inspector Slack told me to return to the other side of the room. Mrs. Protheroe came back through the glass door. Is that exactly what you did? Colonel Melchett asked her.
Yes.
Then, can you tell us where the vicar was in the room? Asked Inspector Slack.
But I didn't see him.
Inspector Slack nodded. He was round the corner at the desk, and that's why you didn't see your husband.
Oh, was he sitting there when he was killed?
Yes, Mrs. Protheroe, he was. Did you know that Mr. Redding had a pistol?
Yes.
Did you know where he kept it?
I think I saw it on a shelf in his cottage.
When was the last time you were at the cottage, Mrs. Protheroe?
About 3 weeks ago. Mr. Redding usually came up to the hall. He was painting a picture of Lettice. We often met in the woods afterwards.
Colonel Melchett nodded.
It's so awful having to tell you these things, she cried. And we did nothing wrong. We were just friends, that was all.
Thank you, Mrs. Protheroe, for answering my questions, he said.
Then, can I go?
Yes. So she and Haydock and Lawrence Redding left. Colonel Melchett remained, and Slack, who was looking at the note. It was then that I told him Miss Marple's theory.
Oh, Slack said. I believe the old lady's right.
Look, the time is written in blue ink. We were all rather excited.
You've examined the note for fingerprints, of course, said Melchett.
Of course. No fingerprints on the note at all. Fingerprints on the pistol are Lawrence Redding's.
Who lives in the other house next door? The Colonel suddenly asked.
Mrs. Price Ridley.
We'll go and see her. She might know something.
As we left the vicarage, Dennis came running towards us.
What about that footprint I found? He said to the inspector.
It was the gardener's, said Inspector Slack.
You don't think it might be someone else wearing the gardener's boots?
No, I don't.
You're not arresting Uncle Len, are you?
Asked Dennis.
Why should I?
Asked Slack.
Because only the day before the crime, he said that anyone who murdered Colonel Prothero would be doing the world a favour.
Ah, said Inspector Slack. That explains something Mary said when I spoke to her. Come on, Clement.
Where are you going? Can I come too?
Asked Dennis.
No, you can't, I said. We left him looking after us with a hurt expression. We went up to the neat front door of Mrs. Price Ridley's house, and the inspector rang the bell. A pretty servant answered the door.
Is Mrs. Price Ridley in? Asked Melchett.
No, sir. She's gone down to the police station.
As we left, Melchett said, If she's gone to confess to the murder too, I really shall go mad.